This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. And plenty of time to give us a call, definitely. We'll take any of your gardening questions. So definitely let us know what you have. So I know we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first?
Mike is in New Hampshire.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Question about a lilac bush and also establishing a lawn.
Okay.
On the lilac bush, I have a bush that's doing quite well, but I noticed my neighbor's bush, the leaves are kind of a pale beigey color.
Yep.
And just curious, do you think that's water, you know, the rain related, or is it more lack of iron or something in the soil?
To me, I've seen a lot of that out there, and it looks more like the rain issue. Looks more
okay.
Like a powdery mildew. That's kind of what I've been seeing out there lot more at this point. So I wouldn't be, you know, worried that it's going to jump from tree to, from plant to your plant. I don't think it's a iron deficiency or a fertilizer based. Although I do think after something along these lines, when it gets, you know, affected by a mildew or something, fertilizing this fall is going to be very helpful for those plants to push them for next season and for, you know, to go through the winter and do well.
Okay. And regarding lawn, so over the years, I've always embraced crabgrass. You know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I'm thinking of maybe trying to establish a lawn. A couple questions. First of all,
sure.
I get about 5 to 6 hours of sunlight. Would that be considered, for seed purposes, would that be considered a mixed seed or full sun seed?
So if you're getting 6 hours plus of sun, I'd consider that, you know, basically a full sun, in my thought process here. If you were getting, you know, the other thing to look at too is, what time of day is the sun that you're getting? So what time of day are you getting
the
6 hours?
Morning to midday.
Okay. And that's usually the hottest parts of the day anyways. So I would look at that definitely as full sun. And look at it the way you want to, you know, make that mix. And that's up to you, obviously, and how you want to do it. Could be a single, like a bluegrass. It could be a mixture of rye, fescues, and bluegrass. All those will do well in full sun there.
I noticed on that Jonathan Green blend, or Jonathan Green product that you had mentioned, what was it, Black Beauty?
Black Beauty, yep.
Yeah. And I noticed that it made it sound like it was just fescue.
The Black Beauty original is just fescue. If you look at the Black Beauty Ultra that they have, that's rye and fescues together.
Okay.
One of the reasons why they look at it and say that it's a single blend is because those will have deeper roots, and that's where that Black Beauty came from. And they're looking for the deep root system to go deeper, because what that does is, long term, it allows you to not have to water as much, because the deeper the root system is, the stronger the plant will be, and the easier it will be for the plant itself to be able to get water from the soil. So that's where those kind of came from. And then they kind of looked at it and said, well, it's all one grass seed instead of just, you know, a little bit of a mixture. And so that's when they came out with the Black Beauty Ultra.
Okay. And one last question. So,
sure.
So in preparation of putting down seed and prepping the soil and whatnot, to get rid of the weeds and crabgrass and whatnot, obviously there's a whole host of things to use, synthetic or natural. One question, I know you've recommended in the past a combination of salt and vinegar mixture, which I use on the perimeter of my yard near the road where I need to control weeds, and it works great. Can I use that in this situation, preparation for grass seed, or does that contaminate the soil, the vinegar and whatnot, too long?
No, so you definitely can use it on those areas, but this would be the time to get ready for it, right?
Right.
Is the time to start, because that's going to give it some time to really go through the soil itself and not affect it long term. So, I mean, I would be looking, again, if I was redoing a lawn right now, I would be getting rid of any weed that I can in the next few days. Getting it ready so that I can start putting seed down and not have to worry about, you know, that crabgrass, those other things. Definitely, if that's what you have used and had success with, do it again. You're not going to have to worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious, you know, that the harsh salt and vinegar combination, I just wasn't sure if that kind of lingers in the soil and would give me issues.
One of the things is, if you are concerned about anything, and not just this here, sitting in the soil a little bit, using a product, you know, Jonathan Green has the product called Love Your Soil. Right? Love Your Soil helps break up unwanted things in the soil, allows them to leach through a little bit. It's kind of like gypsum. It's like a fast-acting gypsum that helps break up compact areas, helps break up you know, trap nutrients, but allows everything to kind of flow through easier for you. So definitely, if, you know, you're concerned, you can use that. It's not going to affect the lawn. It's probably only going to help it, to be honest with you. The other thing to be thinking about at this time is, if you're putting in areas where you've had, you know, strictly crabgrass, that means your pH of the soil is not, you know, up to where it needs to be. Weeds love more acidic soils, more soil that's been not taken care of, but hasn't had everything, you know, fertilized down to put to it. So look at adding like a lime to it as well, because you want to get that pH level to where, you know, in the 6.5 range. And it's not something you have to do just overnight, right? It's not something where you're going to throw the fertilizer down and boom, it's done. It's going to take some time. And the lawn that you're putting down is still going to establish and get ready for the winter. But this is to help it long term, so you're not constantly reseeding. So look at it, see what you can do. Like I was saying earlier, maybe get a soil sample done so you can kind of see what you're working with and see which way you need to go. And then that can determine how much lime you need to put down, how much for other fertilizers to put down as well.
Excellent. All right.
All right, Mike.
Doing good. I will say, you know, the rain we've had this summer has been great, but I will say my tomato crops is probably the poorest crops I've had in a long time, you know, where I'm just getting the browning from the ground up, you know, and it's a shame.
Yeah, no.
Otherwise, my garden is doing well.
It's definitely an issue. I mean, I'm at my in-law's house in between moving, and I'm helping out with their garden, and I'll tell you, their tomato plants are like 4.5-5 feet tall. Gorgeous at the top. We got some fruit in there, decent size, but I've cleaned out like half the leaves from the mid-range down just to try to get ahead of it. I mean, I even was taking out some stalks of tomatoes that you could see didn't even have any fruit coming, and I was like, all right, this isn't going to do it. I'm going to help try to thin out. But that's one of the things that's crazy. I don't know about you, but we haven't really seen many turn red either, just with the way the temperatures have been, the rain, etc. So it's not a great summer for some things like tomatoes, but maybe this heat we're getting this week will help us out, thin out some of that water that's around here.
Yeah. All right.
Well, all right, Mike. Have a great one. All right. We're going to take a break here, but if you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Espomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espomer.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
I think we've got Brian in Maine, I want to say.
All right.
Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi. Actually, it's Neil in Maine, but that's okay.
Neil, I'm sorry.
No, no worries. Patrick, you've been talking a lot about lawns this morning, and I had an interesting situation arise where my property is the last couple of years. So in the front area, I've had a very vibrant lawn for several years, no issues. Although going back a few years, I did have some puddling in the front. And back then I had talked to your father about, you know, what I should do. And he recommended gypsum a couple times a year. And, I mean, that worked great. It opened up the soil and drainage was great. And the grass came in very nicely. Last year there was a section in the front there that completely died off. I don't know, maybe a 4x10 section or a little bit bigger than that. So it just completely died off. I kind of attributed that to the very dry summer we had. And so I cleaned it up in the fall, and I overseeded heavily. And I noticed this spring into early summer that it came in very nicely. It was green. I didn't do any starter fertilizer. I think I used a Jonathan Green seed. But like I said, it came in very nicely. And again, during the summer, that same footprint died off again. So I'm wondering if it gets more of the sun, say, after noontime, after 12 o'clock. But it does get a direct shot of sun there for several hours during the warm hours of, you know, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock. So I'm wondering, I thought initially maybe it's just getting that hot sun and it can't stand up to it, but the rest of the lawn has stayed pretty good. So I'm wondering if you think it's something other than just not maybe throwing some fertilizer down.
So the past 2 years it's died off, would you say, like August? or July, or?
Yeah, I would say July. I mean, this year it was good in June, and we're getting all that rain. And I had been away for, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, but I wasn't that concerned about it because I knew we were getting a lot of rain. And but when I came back up there a few weeks ago, same exact footprint died off again.
Okay. Yeah, I initially while you were talking, I was kind of thinking maybe it's a specific type of grass seed that's doing it. Not the grass seed that you put down, but a grass seed that was already in the area. Sometimes there are, I can't think of the name off the top of my head. It's not a poa grass, but it's in the same style. That when we get some of that hot temperatures, it dies off. That being said, we haven't really had a lot of the hot sun, hot days. Whereabouts in Maine is it? Is it northern part, central, southern?
It's in New York.
Okay, so it's not that. So it's not that different temperature wise. That's the initial thought, right? That was what I was initially thinking of the different type of seed that's there. Being said, in that area, has there been any like construction done in the past few years, or anything different in that in the past few years?
Well, that's funny you say that. I mean, it is out on the main street, so it gets a lot of traffic in the area. And about 2 years ago, they built a really big house right next door to my property.
Okay.
So that absolutely did happen. Again, the only thing I would say is that right around that section that has died off, the rest is all continues to be green. So it's kind of like this big spot right in the middle of the lawn.
Okay. So one of the things I was thinking of, too, is like very like compaction in the area that's caused some of that to happen. I'd be interested in for you is to get a soil sample done in that area. See what else is going on underneath. We can only see so much. If you want to hang tight on the other side of the break, we can discuss it a little bit more I can give you all the information because we're right up against it. So hang tight with me.
Thank
for
you.
Everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonai. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonai is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package and allowing for a final vote on Monday or even sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and a much larger budget resolution. The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act will need several more votes before it's approved and sent to the House, and it would provide more than $500 billion in new spending for roads, bridges, broadband expansion, drinking water projects, and more. And the U.S. women's basketball team captured gold in Tokyo, beating Japan in the finals 90-75. Brittany Griner led the squad with 30 points on 14-18 shooting. The win gives the team its 7th consecutive gold medal and 9th in the last 10 Olympics. Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi won their 5th gold medals, the first international basketball players to achieve that feat. This is USA Radio News. The bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed a key hurdle in the Senate, clearing the way for a final vote. The chamber voted 67-27 Saturday to invoke cloture, ending debate on the $1.2 trillion spending package, and allowing for a final vote on Monday or sooner. A scheduled recess had been delayed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to try to get work done on this measure and on a much larger budget resolution. Utah Senator Mike Lee is one lawmaker unconvinced by the bill. He tells Fox News that the package is an inflation bomb being dropped on an economy already damaged by rapidly rising prices.
The inflation is going way up because the federal government's been spending way too much money that it doesn't have. When it does that, we effectively just print more money. I mean, look, I know U.S. treasuries are issued and everything, but it has the same effect as just printing more money. We got the same basket, more or less, of goods and services in the economy, but when you dramatically expand the money supply in the way that they're doing, that means the price of everything will go up.
And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Neil in regards to some issues in his lawn, and it's just happened really the past couple years. Reseeded, everything seemed good. Now, right before the break, we were talking about getting a soil sample done, kind of see if there's some things going on there with issues along those lines, right? Now, had some thoughts during the break. Is it in a full sun area?
Well, like I said, I think it gets more sun from, say, 11 o'clock on. Usually the morning sun has to come up over the top of the house and
okay.
And a couple of trees. And then it does get that deep sun through a good portion of the afternoon.
Okay. You know, I don't think it is, but I was thinking about, you know, maybe there's some chinch bug or something causing that. Maybe that's part of it.
You don't think it would be grubs or anything, do you?
Well, so it could be grubs. It could be chinch bug. What I was thinking, there's a couple things to do. So in that area, and go to like the edges of the area. So you're still seeing some green versus just all dead.
Okay.
Because what will happen is you'll be able to, if you just go into the dead, you might not see if there's an insect underneath it. They're going to be on the edges of where it doesn't look so great.
Okay.
And so what I do is, so if you want to look for grubs, kind of get a flat shovel, go into the ground, kind of make like a square, and flip the lawn, you know, like almost like a piece of sod up so you can see if you're seeing any grubs in the soil. Right.
Okay.
Take a look and see if you're seeing anything in that area. The one thing that would make me think is this area bigger than last year? That's, you know, another thing to think about.
It's close, Pat. I mean, it looks very similar. That's what kind of struck me. You know, it's not like it took over the entire lawn. It was again that similar footprint.
Now, does it get bigger as the season goes on?
Yeah, I think it was gradual, and that's what I noticed last year as well. It was gradual, and I did try to water it, but Again, I attributed last year just to the dry weather we've had and the sun. So I kind of wrote it off. And then when I saw it again this year, it was, again, it looked great. And then a couple of weeks later, it was like, wow, it happened pretty quickly, too.
Yeah. So here's one way to check and see if you have chinch bug. You know, this is a thought. It's just one of those things where let's think of it as a possibility, because as you said, it kind of spreads as the season goes on. So get some sort of like metal cylinder. You could use like the old coffee cans. You could use like a tomato can, that, you know, one of the bigger ones. And you want to cut out the top and the bottom of it. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
What you're going to do is on the edge of the lawn where there's damage and non-damage, you're going to take that cylinder and put it into the ground about 3 inches into the soil, and you'll have some of it sticking up, right?
Okay.
From there, you're going to fill that little cylinder about 3/4 of the way full of water, and then continue to add water till that height, right, that 3/4 level for about 10 minutes, right? You kind of mix it. You could also, some people will even put like a dash of like Dawn dish soap in there.
Okay.
Yeah. Because what will happen is after these 10 minutes and agitating the area, if you actually have chinch bugs, they'll float to the top, right? So they will come from the soil underneath and move to the top. If you see a bunch of them, you definitely have chinch bugs. You know, what you're also looking for is that on the blades of grass, if you're seeing, it's almost like the yellow there. It's almost like a little bit lower to the ground. It's almost like it's like hay colored from underneath. So that's a possibility. Right? So those are two options. Look and see if you can cut a piece of almost make it like sod. Don't cut it on all four sides. Maybe cut it just on three so you can flip it up and then flip it back.
Okay.
That way you can check for grubs and see if in those areas. Then, if that's not the case, take a look for chinch bugs, right? And at the same edge.
What do they look like, Patrick, those chinch bugs?
So they're little... they almost look like a little beetle, but they kind of look like like a stink bug, and they're bigger, but they're not like that gray, you know, that light gray of a stink bug. They're a darker color. Some will have white on the back of their like wings on their abdomen, like if you were looking from above them. So those are possibilities. See, the thing, you know, and I question if it's chinch bugs at all, is chinch bugs love like full sun, love the certain types of grass, zoysia grass, those types of things, but they can happen in our area, right? It's not not uncommon. But when you're saying it's, you know, where that area is, I want to think of all the different things. And so if you can get in there, you check for grubs and it's not grubs, and then you check and it's not chinch bugs, then we're looking at like a soil issue. That's when you would put like that's when you would get the soil sample done, right?
Okay, yeah.
So that way, because these two ways of doing it are free, really, right? If you see an insect, then if you don't see an insect in those areas, then we're cutting those off and we're looking more to the soil. That's when you can do the soil sample to say, all right, what else is going on here? And you can build from there. Because the chinch bugs, the reason, one of the things I was thinking with the chinch bugs is they lay their eggs early in the season and they come out between end of June into July and August. So it's almost the same time frame as what you were saying for the past couple years. They could have come from a neighbor's yard. It could have come from that construction. It could come from anything, it really. So, say you do have the chinch bugs, you could use like a, like the annual, what's it called? It's like that you could use actually a grub killer. You could also use Dilox from Bayer there. It's the black bag that you would use for grubs. You could use that as well.
Okay.
You could use like seven or eight. Those are all like different chemicals. You could even use like a neem oil on the lawn.
Would I do that now if I was going to do it, or would I just wait until the fall or to next spring? I mean,
check now. So yeah, check now to see if it's there. If you're going to spray anything, wait till after this next heat wave that we're supposed to have in the next. Yeah, because it looks like Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday is going to be like 90.
Yeah.
So wait till after that, because any liquid chemical you put down or granular, you make sure it's, you know, taken care of. But the heat, like an oil, if it's over 85 degrees, it could burn the area of the lawn. And we're looking at it to see if we can actually revive it, too. We don't want to burn the thing as well, so.
All right, very good. All right, that's great. Hey, Patrick, real quick, any difference between the sulfur product and the Love Your Soil? I recently put down some sulfur in some of my backyard area that was had some drainage issues. So any preference there? Are they both pretty much equal?
They're both pretty much equal. I'd say the sulfur is a little bit more to what what you have. Either one, honestly, whatever you can get your hands on.
Right.
Personally, so just, you know, this is a personal thing, but say you went with like a Jonathan Green, don't go with their like mixture of the Love Your Soil and Magic Cal. Don't go with like that Magic Cal Plus. I don't think it has enough to do the breaking up for the compact soils what you're looking for. Go for either like a single one for it, because we're looking for one thing versus the other.
Okay, and then on the, if I do reseed, would you recommend a sun and shade type of seed for that area in the front?
Definitely, because you get in some of the morning shade, then you probably get a little bit in the late afternoon shade. You could use a sun and shade. I like to just because of the mixture. It has multiple seeds in it. If you have an area that you're saying is more sun, you could probably use just a full sun. You know, one thing to maybe think about is like the Black Beauty Ultra has a mixture of seeds, plus it has the fescues with the deep root system for drought control. So maybe that's one to do. Up to you on what you want to do. But I think you could get away with sun and shade without a problem there.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much, Patrick. Have a great day.
You too, Neil. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a few hours left in the show. Definitely some time for you to give us a call and see what we can do to help you out. You know, there's lots of different things going on out there. Take a look at the yard, see if certain areas, maybe it's compact, maybe it's insect, who knows? But I really think, we haven't really had to think about insects as much because our lawn has been looking so green. It hasn't been because of like all the rain and the temperatures we've been having. So we're not really noticing it, but maybe it's going to start to pop up there in certain areas. So definitely take a look out there and see what you can find going on the lawn. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I started touching base on it earlier this morning. I'm going to talk about it each hour. Look at the area around your house. See if there's any standing water around, you know, bird baths, rain barrels, gutters, wheelbarrows that are sitting up with the water sitting, because the mosquitoes are terrible. By far the worst I've ever seen. Taking care of them before they hatch is a huge advantage for you. In those standing areas, standing water areas, like a rain barrel, your gutter, even like a little pond that you have in the yard, using the mosquito dunks from Summit Solutions, those are going to help get rid of the larvae before they hatch. Now, we haven't heard it as much, but I'll tell you, I can foresee it happening very soon. More issues with West Nile, Zika, Tripoli, those types of things, because the mosquitoes out there are the worst I've ever seen. So taking care of them before they hatch, becoming more, of the mosquito type is the way to go with those mosquito dunks. Look at what you can do to help them out. They also have mosquito bits. You can find them at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. And they have a newer website since I looked recently. It's great information, great product knowledge. So definitely take a look at what you can do because mosquitoes are everywhere right now. It's great that we had all this rain for our lawn. Not so great for the insects. So get out there, use some of those to prevent. And then from there, you could use some other sprays, natural sprays, to spray the yard. Spray the woods, about the first 8 to 10 feet into the woods, areas where there's taller grass, the shrubs, even some of the lawn, to take care of getting rid of some of these mosquitoes. In the meantime, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Gonna take a break. We'll be back.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got plenty of time left in the show for you guys to give us a call. And we'll do what we can to help you out in regards to anything that has to do with the garden. So definitely give us that call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've been talking a lot about lawns and what you need to do to get ready for, for this next season of growing, right? I say next season of growing because we're just about there. You know, we got to think next season. Got to think like end games of what we want to do here, and putting the lawn in is definitely something that we are looking forward to doing. Looking to see what we can do going forward to help out with that lawn. So take a look at it. We talked about in the first hour choice of seed. You know, looking at a mixture of seed is a great way to go, unless you already have an area where you had put sod down previously, most likely bluegrass or a fescue blend. Those areas, that's looking at there, right? If you have a full shade area for the lawn, like using a mix that has no bluegrass in it, right? A mix with zero bluegrass in it for an area that has more shade than sun, or even less than 3 hours of sun, right? We're looking at something with more shade tolerance. And bluegrass loves sun, loves full sun. So why have it in the mix if you're having a shady area? So some things to think about. I said it earlier, soil samples. Get some soil tests done now so we can see what's going on underneath there if you've had issues in the past. It takes about 2-3 weeks to get that information back. And that way, when you start to put everything down, you can completely do it and not spend time after the fact walking over the seed that you put down or doing some of those things. You can just focus on watering it and taking care of it that way. You know, if you find that there's too much phosphorus, maybe there's some other issues in there. If there's too much phosphorus, it means it's kind of trapped, needs to be released. So you use like a sulfur-based product. The sulfur will release those trapped nutrients, allow the phosphorus to work a little bit more. So that's one thing to be thinking about. That's why a soil sample will help you. It'll help you with pH. If you know that the pH is too low, you know, we can add more lime to it this fall, or even during the season with some of those fast-acting limes. You could be putting those down now and a second application before the end of the season to help bring that pH level up, because pH is huge when it comes to the lawn. The pH that you're looking for is like a 6.5, all those types of things. Now, who would have thought back in the, you know, high school chemistry or, you know, middle school chemistry and science, you'd be thinking about all these different things you learned back then. But these are the things we got to start thinking about. The, you know, pH levels, what's going on in there for your phosphorus, your nitrogen, your potassium, etc. Ways to fix all of them. So that's why we want to know what's there so we can take care of it. Anyways, if you have some questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a couple hours left in the show. So you can give us a call at some point soon. If not, you know, we'd love to have you join us in the next few weeks. I know it's we're midsummer here, right? So a lot of people are on vacation, enjoying themselves on a beach somewhere. I know we had to enjoy some time on a beach yesterday. So hopefully some of you get to do that. But otherwise, you know, we're here for the next couple hours to answer a lot of your gardening questions. Just give us a call. That number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break in a minute or two here. Less than a minute, actually, for a few minutes. When we get back, we'll discuss more of your lawn and garden questions about the lawn, about the garden. Anything will do. 855-660-4261.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.